재미와 지식의 오디오라이프 팝빵
Hey everybody, welcome back. You are listening to 한국어 천재 on TBS EFM 101.3 in Seoul and the surrounding areas. You're hanging out with me, Kayla, and we are taking a look at some headlines on this day in history. Now, today is it's Thursday. Yeah, June 11th, 2020. Can you believe it? Time flies, you guys. 네, 오늘은 2020년 6월 11일입니다. 한국 역사 속에 오늘은 어떤 기사가 나왔을까요? What kind of articles do you guys think came out today? Now, I'm cheating because I'm looking at it here. This article came out in 1999 about the Tano Festival here. So there is the Tano Festival. It's kind of like an iris, I'd say, a sweet flag iris kind of flower here. And there's a festival about it. So let's take a look here at the Korean title, and then we'll read it on over into English. So the Korean title here says
장보물에 머리 감던 단오절 신민과 함께 12-13일 단오축제 보람의 공원.
So that's quite a long title, I would say, in both English and Korean. The English here, if we could simplify it, says the Tano Festival, Tano Chukje. So the Tano Festival, when people used to wash their hair in Changpo water, will be at the Borame Park on the 12th and 13th for all the citizens. And so Borame Park here is, there's a lovely park nearby in Seoul, and a lot of people will wash their hair there. So to wash your hair, as we learned last week with Suyeon Shim, we talked about hair and how hair is not used as 머리카락 unless you're talking about strands. We use 머리, the term for head, to often talk about hair. So to wash your hair would be 머리를 감다. 머리를 감다. And so that would kind of be like if you're saying, oh, I'm like too lazy to wash my hair today. I know I have these days where I'm just dry shampooing for days. And I might just say, ugh, I should wash my hair, but I'm too lazy. You might say something like, 아, 머리 감아야 하는데 너무 귀찮다. 머리 감아야 하는데 너무 귀찮다. That's like, I should wash my hair, but ugh, it's too much effort. I don't want it. So that would be kind of helpful there for anyone who needs to learn about washing your hair. Or maybe going to the 미용실, going to the hair salon. But we also were talking about 단오, this festival here. And now 단오 is the fifth day of the fifth month. Now, I know many of you are like, Kayla, the fifth month, that is May, is it not? And yeah, this year is based off the lunar calendar. So this year it will be on the 12th and the 13th of June. And that will take place at Borame Park by the Seoul Metropolitan Government. And they're going to have this massive festival. There'll be music, there'll be dancing, there'll be games. So if anybody here has ever had any experience with it, please let me know. I'd love to hear from you guys. 여러분은 혹시 장포물에 머리를 감아보신 적 있나요? You guys let me know by sending me a message. But also, if you have any other festivals for our listeners abroad, please let me know by sending us a message on our YouTube live stream page.
네, 샵 1013으로 50원의 유료 문자를 보내주시거나 인스타그램 @koreangenius1013으로 DM 혹은 유튜브 라이브 스트리밍 댓글창에 댓글을 남겨주세요.
Yep, everyone, please send us a message. But now, before we get into our next headline, let's take a listen to one of my favorite bands, the Goo Goo Dolls, Iris.
You're now listening to 한국어 천재 on TBS EFM.
Korean 최신 소식과 한국어 공부를 한꺼번에 할 수 있는 시간, Headline Korean. That's right, everybody. We're going to take a look at these headlines. We're going to break them down. We're going to talk about those words, those key phrases that you're going to see time and time again in the newspapers. So make sure you keep yourself updated with the latest issues in Korea by tuning into Headline Korean every day with me. Now, today's article, we're talking about something that, well, I'll be honest, I think it's kind of a good thing to be instituting here. It's about electronic registration lists. Oh my, how fascinating, you might be saying. 네, 오늘 기사의 주제는 전자 출입명부에 관한 내용이네요. So today we're going to talk about these electronic registration lists that are happening with QR codes. You're going to hear QR codes. So let's take a look at the Korean title and then we'll switch it on over into English. So the Korean title here says 교육부 학원도 QR 코드 전자 출입명부 도입. So what that there is saying is the Ministry of Education, the 교육부, and private institutions as well are adopting electronic registration lists with QR codes. Now, you might be kind of trying to imagine in your head, like, what does that mean? What is this electronic registration list, blah, 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 blah. Basically, what this is we're kind of trying to take preventative measures here, at least the government is, to prevent the spread of any new cases of coronavirus, of COVID-19. And so they're adopting this like a electronic registration list at these private institutions now. So we often consider a hagwon as like a private institution, a private academy that they have here. And as you guys know, many Korean students go to hagwon. 네, 한국 뭐 학생들은 학원에 많이 다녀요. They all, like everybody goes to that there. So we go to these hagwons to learn kind of extracurricular activities, or you might go to kind of sort of a cram school where you need to study up on a specific topic. And so these hagwons are private institutions, and the government is trying to have these voluntarily participate in this program. Not saying that the hagwons are kind of high risk. It's not for that reason. It's just simply a way to kind of keep track if there is a second outbreak. But places that are mandatory, that must participate, are places like bars, saloons, 노래방s, the karaoke rooms. But places that kind of can choose like to self-regulate would be like theaters and hospitals, like general public sort of places. But that basically is a voluntary thing that they're asking hagwons to take a part in, which I think is fantastic. All the better to figure out where this is coming from, how to contain it. So these electronic registration lists are known as 전자 출입명부, and that's because 전자 is the word for electric, and 출입 is the term for like to enter somewhere, I guess you could say, and then 명부 is like a list of names. So you smush it together, and you got this electronic registration list. But I'm curious what you guys think about this. Do you think that it is a good thing to adapt, you know, to kind of implement, or do you think that maybe it's a little too much, a little overboard? Send me a message on our YouTube live stream page. 네, 샵 1013으로 50원 유료 문자를 보내주시거나 Instagram at KoreanGenius1013으로 DM을 보내주세요. But now, before Professor Daniel comes in here, let's take a quick listen to Girlfriend 그대여.